Downtown Indianapolis, the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine continues. We're at the Indiana Convention Center for Jaguars.com Live. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, and General Manager Dave Caldwell. Thanks for coming over, man.
Thanks, J.P.
Nice media day for you, and a little podium hit, a couple of hits of the national media. Here we are again, back
there
at the Combine.
Bigger crowd this year.
It is much bigger. They've spread it out over the year here. You made an interesting point of the podium a little earlier when asked about the quarterback, Blake Bortles. He's not a placeholder.
No.
He's the quarterback for the future for this football team.
That's the plan.
Yeah, and that's that was proven in the contract. But if you ask people on the outside, they don't really believe it yet.
Sure.
You know, why is that?
I don't know. You know, there's perception and there's reality. We like to base our decisions off of facts and how the young man's played. And he's done a nice job this year, and we still think there's room for him to improve and get even better. So that's what we're banking on, and that's our plan, and then we're sticking to it.
Where did you see him improve this past season, and what's his next step? You obviously been with him for the full ride so far.
Yeah, I think his next step is just to really command that offense. You know, it was his first year in Nate's offense, and Coach Hackett did a great job with him, Coach Milanovic, and I think, you know, he's going to get better. They see areas where he can improve, and I think collectively the other 10 guys around him, you know, let's get improvement there too. And we're a sixth-ranked offense in the league. I think the one stat that people don't want to admit or acknowledge is, you know, pretty good offensive team last year. I know our defense was spectacular, but offensively we're pretty good and still want to get better. And, you know, you look at some of the other stats, red zone efficiency, I think we finished the league number one in the league, and he was 21 touchdowns and no interceptions. So did a lot of things we asked him to do, and now it's to improve upon those.
What's the latest on the A-Rob front? I know he's coming up for free agency. Yep. The negotiations are ongoing. What's the status?
Well, we'll meet with his representatives here in the next couple of days and see where we're at, see you know, if we can figure something out and that he feels good about and we feel good about. Similar with Blake. We'll have to give some things up. They'll have to give some things up, and we'll see if we can figure out what's best for the team.
And you said on the podium there is a scenario where – AC and A-Rob are both back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there is, and I think us getting Blake's deal done will make that help us with that.
What were your impressions this year? We really haven't talked to you much during the regular season, but watching this thing come together with a lot of guys that you brought in, you drafted, you built, what were your impressions this season, and what were your emotions as you watched it sort of grow?
Yeah, well, it was – you know, it came on fast. You know, I haven't had a whole lot of time to reflect on it. But I think I was proud of our guys. I was proud of our coaching staff. And regardless of what people said we could or couldn't do, you know, don't forget, in training camp, there was a lot of negativity surrounding our team. And the Jaguars are going to be the Jaguars again. And I think, you know, Coach Marone did a great job of focusing our players. Coach Coughlin, bring him in. And I think, you know, nothing about me or my emotions, but it was much more anxiety once you start to win and like, wow, we're in this division, we might, you know, and then you're in the playoffs, and it's a lot harder to sit through some of those games than it is, you know, your regular Colts or Titans or Texans games.
Final thought here about the combine. What's the rest of your day look like today? What's your schedule?
Well, I got a meeting with our pro department here at 1, discuss, you know, some more free agency stuff, and then we'll have some interviews tonight.
Enjoy
get those contracts done, huh?
Yeah. Sign them up. Yeah.
So, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Dave Caldwell, General Manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars, joining us. John, final quick thought here before we go.
Okay, leave the headphones on.
It's okay.
I was going to go to the meeting with Dave.
Oh, you're going to talk about free agents, huh? So. That set the tone, though, the Blake Bortles comment today, that you know, folks outside of Jacksonville that don't follow the Jaguars on a day-to-day basis have some questions about why the team mm-hmm. would sign Blake Bortles to a three-year extension, but inside the building and in his mind, there's no question at all.
Well, it's also this perception. You see the contract broken down. Well, it's a 1-year deal. It's a 2-year deal. They can get out of it. There's all these things. And yes, it's a contract that would not absolutely hold the team to him for 5 years if things went awry. But the thought in the building is not that's going to happen. This is a situation where they believe that Blake is the quarterback minimum for the next 2 years is the vibe I get, and that the thought is that he's going to continue the development that he showed last year and showed it with Tom Coughlin in the building from August when he was benched or competed with Henny, whatever that was. He showed progress. He did enough to make them believe in him going forward, And that's the thing. I don't think you're going to see a first-round quarterback. I think the placeholder comment was the best comment Dave had today. This is not a situation where, okay, we have Blake, and now let's go around trying to figure out what we can get behind him. Let's go this. Let's go this. This is the guy, and sure, if something happens and you draft a guy in the fifth round, all of a sudden you can't keep him off the field, maybe. But that's not going to be the target area this offseason, and I don't believe it's going to be the target area in the draft. I don't believe you're going to see it at 29 and probably not at number two, meaning the second round.
The other hot topic today, Allen Robinson and the status of the negotiations. We heard it here that they're going to talk the next couple of days here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and this is when it starts. He specified on the podium and when we were talking off to the side that a deal for Colvin can get done and a deal for Robinson can get done at the same time. He was asked, is the franchise tag an option? And he said, yes, it's an option. I don't believe it's an option they're going to use. I don't believe that they believe it's a good option. He didn't say that. But his stance is that the tag is a possibility. But I think the next few days in Indianapolis, their conversations with Allen Robinson's agent, I believe those are critical. And it's a key time if you believe that Robinson's going to be back on this team next year.
All right, John, what do you have coming up today on Jaguars.com?
Basically a written version of what we've been talking about, JP. You know, and it'll be a story on Blake Bortles and how they feel about it, on Allen Robinson and their free agent situation with some notes, and then view from the Ozone later on, just sort of talking about Doug Marrone and his approach. And, you know, he's put the season behind him. It's been 2018 for Doug Marrone since 2 days after the Super Bowl. So he's a professional football coach, and he's moving forward.
Moving ahead to 2018.
Right.
We'll have Inside a Minute coming up to wrap the day as well. For our entire crew, John Osier, I'm JP Shadrick. Thanks for watching Jaguars.com live from Indy.